Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
My signature coaching program, the Discipline Bootcamp, is all about disciplining your mind, your will, and your emotions. If you are struggling in an area of weakness, if you are unable to get your flesh under control, if you are struggling with anger, if you are struggling with the root of bitterness, if your behaviors, your mindsets, and your thoughts do not reflect the heart of God, if they do not reflect discipline, if it does not reflect His character, then the Discipline Bootcamp is for you. For a more hands-on experience, join the 21-day Discipline Bootcamp, which is a 21-day experience of the 6-month coaching program. Go ahead and sign up for the waitlist by clicking the link in my show notes to get started. Building discipline in this area is tough, but building discipline in the areas of your weaknesses will ensure your growth and evolution towards purpose. Learning how to get to the root of your issues, the root of your negative and toxic behaviors and mindsets, will set you free from bondage. Learning how to identify unhealed emotions and learning how to manage them will help you understand what behaviors and what mindsets needs to be eliminated, and what new mindsets and new behaviors needs to be cultivated. If you are a female entrepreneur or leader or influencer or content creator, and you are placed in the position of leadership, join the 21-day experience. It is designed to help you become the best version of yourself as a leader, a mother, and a true vessel of God. Go ahead and sign up for the waitlist to receive all the information you need when the 21-day experience launches. As a disclaimer, the Discipline Bootcamp is not for everyone. It is only for those who are serious about changing their habits, their toxic mindsets and behaviors, and those who want to become emotionally stable to fully operate in their purpose. Go ahead and click the link in my show notes, and I will see you all there. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Drea K, back with a brand new episode of Living in Pursuit. I hope you guys are doing well. I pray that everything is all right with you. If it ain't, call on Jesus, okay? Call on the Lord because He's there. He's a present help. Oh, He's an advocate. Oh, He's a comforter. Y'all better know Him. I hope you know Him. If you don't know Jesus, now's the time to get to know Him. Amen? Go ahead, right now. Put your hands up right now and say, Father, I repent for my sins. I would love for you to come into my life and in my heart and change me, Father, because I am a sinner. I am a wretched soul, and I need you to come into my life. Amen. If you just accepted Jesus Christ for the first time in your life, we are incredibly proud of you here at the Living in Pursuit podcast. I sound like my church. I just left church, and this is what they be saying. I feel as though I sound like my church. Anyway, let me stop playing with y'all. Today is a great day, amen. Today, as you all can see, she's feeling amazing. She's feeling great. If you can't already tell by the title, today we are talking about worrying. Because this is definitely what we don't need to be doing at all. I was about to say right now, but this ain't what we need to be doing at all. Okay, worrying. All right. The past couple of days, mind y'all, I'm still on my 30-day fast. It's not over, okay? So I'm on this fast, and I had all this momentum last week, all this momentum, all this focus, this supernatural focus. I'm sitting up here like, Jesus, you must really want me to get this done, huh? Okay, mind y'all, if you heard the commercial, if you ain't skipped through it, the 21-day Discipline Bootcamp turned into a 6-month coaching program. Jesus, Father, I stretch my hands to thee, because what? it done turned, it done snowballed into a whole 6-month coaching program. At first, it was a 3-month coaching program, but the way the Lord has been like diving into the subject of transformation, transforming your mind, transforming your emotions, transforming your behaviors, it's like it's no longer surface level, right? We are literally going into the psyche, like the psychological understanding of Christ and how he wants us to really transform the way we think. He wants to transform the way we act in such a way that we become the opposite of what we've always been. This new level of like stewardship and entrepreneurship and business and influence and really creation, the way God has been inspiring me to create, this new level is serious. Like, I don't feel like this is just something that God wants me to do for a season. Like, this is serious. And I'm really taking it seriously. So in that, instead of these, you know, one-off experiences, here's a 21-day discipline bootcamp and then that's it. No, like if you sign up for the 21-day discipline bootcamp that is coming out next month, you will be getting a taste of what the 6-month coaching program is going to be. You are getting a hands-on experience with me, and I'm going to be walking you through the modules and the videos and the prayer calls and the Bible studies and all of that. And that's going to be the 21-day experience. But after that, there is going to be an opportunity for anyone to join the actual program. It's 6 months. Y'all, again, God got me on this new level of creation, right? So I understand that there is a seriousness. I understand that there is a certain level of like depth that he wants us to go. It's no more surface level. It's no more here's a scripture. Go apply that to your life. It's here's a scripture. Let's apply this to your life. Let's apply this to that brokenness. Let's apply this to your habits. Let's go ahead and create some new habits. Let's go ahead and identify why you think like that. Let's go ahead and identify why you do that when you are triggered. Let's go ahead and identify your triggers. Let's go ahead and truly work to transform who you are in Christ, how you show up for yourself, how you show up for your children, how you show up for your relationships, how you show up in your sphere of influence, how you show up in your business, right? How you show up as a disciple. Some things have to change, right? We are fooling ourselves thinking that we can just stay the same and operate in this great calling that God has given us, right? So So I've been just really aware of the seriousness of what God is having me do in this season of my life. And in that, worrying and doubt and fear has been trying to creep in. And in the most subtle ways, in the littlest things, the devil has literally been trying to get me to magnify the problems. He's been trying to get me to magnify the lack, what I don't have, right? But he's trying to do this. He's trying to implant my mind. See, we have to get to a point in our Christian beliefs, in our Christian walk, to identify when it's us and when it's the enemy. Because sometimes we don't be knowing the difference. Sometimes it is you open up those doors. Sometimes it is you walking in disobedience. Sometimes it is you doing these types of things to yourself, allowing these things to happen to you, right? But then it's the enemy coming to steal your joy. It's the enemy coming to steal, kill, and destroy, right? So in this seriousness, even in like this whole pursuit after what God is calling me to do, I have been experiencing worry. And this happened as a result of me, God leading me to an online mentor. And I've been watching her videos and everything like that. And she's been, you know, helping me get it together. Amen. And so I found myself comparing. I found myself comparing to her. And I'm sitting up here like, mind you, I'm just catching myself like, why am I comparing? Like, God placed this woman on my heart to learn from her, to glean from her, right? So I can get strategy for what I'm doing. But that does not mean, Andrea, God wants you to be like her. Get what you need to get and go about your business and continue to do what God is calling you to do. Don't compare yourself, right? And so in that comparison, mind y'all, this happened like a couple of days ago, and I've just been processing this so that I can bring it to y'all on the podcast today. So I'm sitting up here worrying about, you know, what I wear, my hair, and, you know, should I be wearing makeup while I'm doing these modules? Should I be dressing a certain way? Should I be doing this and doing that? And then I pay attention to what I don't have, and it's been making me feel a way. It's like, well, if I don't have this, then are people going to assume that I'm not serious about what God is calling me to do? If I don't have this, are people going to perceive me as less than? Are they going to judge me? Are they going to brah, brah, brah? All this unnecessary stuff, right? But it started in comparison. Now the devil got me focused on other stuff too. As if he was like, oh yeah, bet. Let me go ahead and just fix your focus right quick. Because if you get this coaching program done, if you actually continue along this path and this journey that you're on, if you continue this productivity, if you continue this momentum that you have, you are going to be a real threat, okay, to the minds of Christians, to the minds of women, female entrepreneurs, everybody that I'm targeting on these on my podcast, in my coaching programs, in my business, everybody that I am targeting. If the enemy can get me to pay attention to the stuff that don't matter and getting my feelings about those things, I will become less of a threat to him. And we like being a threat. God has been speaking to me heavily about like distractions and how this time in my life, I am meant to be doing this. I'm meant to be creating the programs. I'm meant to be creating and building my Substack community and all of these things. I'm meant to be doing what I am doing right now in my business and in my, you know, my life. And so the distractions are going to come. Mind y'all, the Lord done told me pursue entrepreneurship again. And now that I have accepted that fully, now that I have walked in that fully, here come the job interviews. Companies I ain't heard from in a year. Hey, we saw that you put an application in. We wanted to interview. Sir, I put an application in 8 months ago. What are you talking about? No, thanks. I'm not interested in that anymore. I am on assignment. I'm in my purpose. Get thee behind me, Satan. So God has been talking to me about distractions, and here they come. But what I am realizing as well is that the enemy comes in like a flood, right? The enemy, and that's scripture, the enemy comes in like a flood. And if he can't get me to fall for the distraction of going to an interview, possibly getting a new job, getting off of the course that way, he's going to try to infiltrate my emotions. Okay. What he did to Eve? Oh, okay. He going to try to come with that same tactic to me to try to get me in my emotions so that I can detour myself, so that I can get off the path, so that I can come out of alignment with what God is having me to do. So the comparison started the worrying. The worrying snowballed into worrying about this, worrying about that, and things that do not matter, right? So after I had a little tussle with my mind, I caught myself and I was like, you know what? God is not calling me to this for nothing. God wants me to do this. And if he is telling me to do this, I need to trust this process. Even when the distractions are here, even when the worrying comes, right? Even when the emotions come, tapping into my spiritual intelligence, how do I handle this situation? I traced back to the root of my worry. Where did this come from? Because I was fine a week ago. I was fine a couple of days ago. I was putting out content. I was focused. I was on this here laptop all day, producing and doing what God has called me to do. Where is this coming from? The videos that I've been watching, the videos that I have been consuming, the videos God told me to consume. Isn't it just like the enemy to try to take what God is telling you to do and try to flip it into something that is not? Isn't it just like the enemy to try to distort what God is leading you to? Isn't it just like the enemy to try to distract you in the very thing that God is showing you and revealing to you? He wants to put confusion in that. He wants to make you doubt. He wants to get you to worry about it so you can stop doing it. So I traced back to the trigger, these videos I've been watching. spiritual intelligence again. God, what is this? Now, I could have just leaned on my own understanding, but I would be disciplined in my relationship with God if I did that. So discipline has taught me if I am experiencing something and I am really just getting down about it, if I feel my emotions getting out of whack, spiritual intelligence tells me I need to pray about this. I need to war about this. I need to fast about this. I need to seek a word about this, right? Why did God give me Matthew chapter 6? Starting at verse 31, it says, "Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?" For the Gentiles, the people that don't know Christ, the people that don't know the Lord, seek after all these things. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But first, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that you're worrying about will be added to you. Emotional intelligence made me aware of the worrying. I know that worrying is not in alignment with the word. I know that. This scripture is not new to me. So that word is already hidden in my heart. I just needed God to give me wisdom and discernment on how to handle this situation, how to combat those emotions. Y'all see what I did there? Y'all see that discipline? Oh yeah. Go ahead and sign up for the 21-day discipline bootcamp. Okay. Cause I'm gonna teach you how to do this for real. So I become aware of the emotions. Now I'm tapping into spiritual intelligence. Remember, spiritual intelligence is the action that we need to take spiritually to deal with this situation that we are having. Spiritual intelligence said, okay, let me seek God. And when God reminded me of this scripture, I went back and studied it so that I can what? Bring those thoughts captive. Okay, so I can put those thoughts of worrying, that doubt, that fear, whatever was trying to rise, whatever was trying to come up on the inside of me, put those thoughts into submission, put those thoughts into obedience to the word of God. And so I recited that scripture and that worrying went away, went away quick, fast and in a hurry, because that's what the word does. I went on a walk last night. And I was just thinking of, like, you know, my business and things like that. But even before I started walking, I made the decision, let me go walk. Let me get up, because I've been resting this weekend and we are on season 7 of Grey's Anatomy. Like Dr. Shepherd said, I don't want this job no more. Y'all can have it. Okay. People coming up in this hospital shooting me in the chest. You can have this job back, Chief. I quit. So I went on a walk last night. I got up. I had to do my hair, wash my hair, and sit under the dryer and all of that. But I wanted to go on a walk first because y'all know we be sweating and stuff like that. So I wanted to go for a walk. But I had the option. Do I want to put some headphones on and listen to some music, listen to some R&B music, or do I want to take this opportunity to spend some time with God? Spiritual intelligence kicked in. How do I want to spend this open window of time? How do I want to spend it? Do I want to spend it with God, or do I want to spend it doing what I want to do? This is why spiritual intelligence is important, y'all. Spiritual intelligence tells you what you need to do spiritually in this moment. So I realized that I had been worrying. I had been, you know, feeling these emotions and experiencing all of these things, right? But I knew that I didn't just want to avoid that. I didn't want to turn away from that. So I decided to pray as I was walking. So I went on a prayer walk. Usually I'll put that R&B music in quickly. I'll put one of my instrumental beats and start writing the song. But discipline, the discipline to be seeking God when you are in a time of feeling this way, when you are in a season of transition, when you are in a season of elevation, when God has given you more responsibility, more influence, when you know this is a crucial season, you have to have the discipline to go to God in every single moment, every moment. So I'm sitting up here going on a prayer walk and I'm praying, I'm walking, doing all of the things. And I just started talking to God about my business. That's where the conversation went. So I'm talking to God about my business and I'm sitting up here again within my thoughts. Lord, are you sure I need to be like pricing my programs this high? Are you sure I need to be doing all of this work? And is this what you really want me to do? You know, just trying to get assurance from God. And the one thing that he said to me is, what I have given you is precious, which means everybody should not have access to it. Let me tuck my hair behind my ear. Just like the Bible says, everyone does not have access to the kingdom, kingdom things, kingdom living. Everybody doesn't have access to that because they don't go deep enough, right? I've always had this issue of like feeling like I'm too deep, feeling like, Lord, these people are not going to understand these parables that I be putting out. These people are not going to understand the depths of this revelation. Some of them are not. And then he just started talking to me and telling me, like, I'm responsible for giving people the revelation, not you. I'm responsible for that. So whatever I give you, I'm telling you to give it to those people who it is for. I'm responsible for giving people their revelations. So if they take your program, if they want to do this, if they want to do that, I'm going to be the one responsible for giving them the real revelation. Yes, I'm going to use you in this moment to do and say whatever it is, but I'm going to be the one giving people these revelations out here. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and 14. Why God got me in 1 and 2 Corinthians? Chapter 2, verse 14. This is the NIV version. The person without the Spirit does not accept or understand the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. So the stuff that I be talking to y'all about is Spirit led. The stuff that that seems like is deep, Spirit led. This whole revelation of your mindset, changing your emotions and changing your behaviors and all of these things is coming from a spiritual perspective. It is coming from a spiritual perspective, but it's being put in a practical strategy, which is why I have coaching programs and my business is led by this, right? So God was just reassuring me, like, this ain't for everybody. So these are all of the things that God revealed to me on my walk. This morning, I went to a church, and why was the scripture, Matthew 6, 31 through 33, the scripture for the sermon? This is how I know I'm supposed to be at that church, because clearly the Lord wants me to have this scripture, like, be my leading scripture in this moment in time, right? This is how the Lord wants to strengthen me in this hour. This is the Lord giving me strategy to combat the things that I am worrying about, to assure me that what the devil is trying to present to me is really nothing I need to be worried about. What looks like I need to be worried about, the finances, the bills, the debt, the this, the that, I don't really need to be worrying about that because God has given me a strategy for my business. God has given each of us a strategy. He has given each of us a revelation. Even if you aren't a business owner or into entrepreneurship or whatever the case may be, you still have a revelation of the Bible. God has given you understanding of the scriptures. That is the strategy to handle whatever negative emotions are coming at you. Hello. So if you're worrying about how you look, if you're worrying about how you weigh, if you're worried about what decisions you need to make with your children, if you're worried about what new job you should get, there is a scripture that God wants to lead you to. It might be this one. It may be another one to help you combat that worry and those negative emotions that are coming up against you. But are you willing to discipline yourself? Are you willing to discipline yourself to seek God on behalf of your emotions? Are you willing to discipline yourself and study the word so you can get your own strategy on how to deal with certain things? At this point, it has been 5 years of me sitting up on this podcast, teaching y'all and sharing with y'all my revelations and things like that. But at this point, some of you all need to be developing discipline on your own. Some of you all need to be developing discipline in how you are seeking God and when you are seeking him for yourself. I can only be a light in the areas of darkness. I can only be a light. I can get on this podcast and share with y'all what I'm going through and how God helped me through it. That's what I'm here for. I just want to make that very clearly. If you sign up for any of my programs or take any of my courses or do any one-on-one sessions with me, yes, I'm going to be pointing you to scripture, but we're also going to apply those scriptures to all areas of your life. We are going to go in depth to why you need to apply this, where you need to apply it, and how often you need to apply it. We have to get in the habit of building discipline so that we can fully come out of the bondage that we are in, so we can truly come out of the unnecessary suffering, so that we can truly be met with a savior. Jesus literally wants to save us from these things. He wants to save us from worrying. He wants to save us from doubt. He wants to save us from going in the wrong direction. That's what the word is for. It is a lamp unto our feet, guiding our paths. Life coaches, teachers, preachers, prophets, apostles. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. God don't be giving me these revelations for myself. That's why I be sharing it with y'all. God don't be giving me these ideas, these business strategies for nothing. It's to help y'all. It ain't for me. Yeah, well, it is for me. But I'm not going to gatekeep anything, right? And I'm going to share it in the ways that God is telling me to share it. Some of you all, there is a revelation that God has given you for your business. There's a revelation that, I don't know who this is for, but there is a revelation that God has given you that he wants you to put inside of a course. There's a revelation he's giving you that he wants you to put inside of a book, inside of a song, inside of an article, whatever the case may be. Some of y'all are literally sitting on ideas, not being obedient to the call on your own life because you're worried about the wrong thing. Well, I don't have this and I don't have that. I don't have the time. I don't have the resources. I don't have the business knowledge. I don't have the intelligence. I don't have the strategy. I don't have the technical savviness. The pastor said today, even in the sermon, he said, everything you're looking for is inside of you. Stop going outside of your relationship with God to search for it. It's in the word. It's in your intimacy time with him. It's in your relationship with him. Everything that you need to complete whatever task that God has given you, it's already on the inside of you. What are we worrying about? Why am I worried about stuff that don't matter? Why am I worried about what I need to wear? Because let's just be honest. I mean, she's fine anyway. Very beautiful young lady, if I don't say so myself. Let me stop and humble myself. If what we wear, if how we show up to do what God is calling us to do is the main focus, ooh, we ain't gonna never operate correctly. We're never gonna be effective. If you're worrying about stuff more, if you're worried about other things that do not apply to what God has called you to do, you're worried about the wrong thing. Something other than the thing has your attention and it shouldn't. Yes, the problem is there, but God has the solution. He always has the solution. Sometimes he does not give us the solution right away. Sometimes he wants to test your faith before he reveals to you where your hidden treasure is. That was the name of the sermon this morning, by the way. And we talked about hidden treasure before, didn't we? On the Build It episode a couple of months ago. God wants to show you where your hidden treasure is. He wants to show you where you need to place your faith. He wants to show you where you need to place your understanding of business. He wants to show you where to implement your gifts, where to utilize your gifts. But you're worried about the wrong thing. Again, going back to John the Baptist, this man, they say in the word that he kind of looked like a caveman. He had wild hair. He wore crazy clothes. He used to eat locusts and honey. What matter of man is this? Why are you eating locusts and honey? That man cared nothing about what people said about him, cared nothing about what he looked like, cared nothing about what people perceived him as. His job, his purpose, his assignment was to make way for Jesus. That's all he was worried about. So whatever, I don't know who this is for, but whatever is in your way, whatever stumbling block is in your way and it's trying to get you to focus on something that don't matter, you need to bring that thought, that emotion into captivity. You need to go ahead and exercise 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. The word literally says in that chapter, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ, being ready to punish every disobedience when your obedience is complete. That was the ESV version. Look, the NIV version says, and I'm going to read it, verse 3. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Worry about what? Worry about who? Not today, Satan. Not today, enemy. Not today, doubt. Not today, anxiety. Not today, fear. Not today, uncertainty. Not today, insecurity. Not today, comparison. Not today, lack. I rebuke all of you, all of y'all. All y'all can go back to where y'all came from, because I'm on an assignment. I have to stay focused. I cannot be out here giving in to those emotions in this season of my life. I have to build some discipline. I have to discipline my emotions. I have to discipline how I think. I have to discipline how I react to my emotions, whether they are good or bad. I don't have time to be playing in Jesus' name. I don't have time to be worrying, because worrying sets you back. Worrying makes you backpedal. It makes you backtrack. Worrying takes your eyes off of God. Worrying puts your focus on the devil and all of the negative things that can happen, all of the negativity that is in this world. That's what worrying does. And if worrying goes against Christ, and he's telling us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 31, do not worry about what you drink, what you eat, what you wear. For the Gentiles, them people that don't know me, for real, they worried about this. You're not. We can't worry about this. Because God is going to provide it for us anyway. It may not be now, but he will provide it for us. So whatever it is that you're worrying about, I challenge you to get in your word. I challenge you to go ahead and get you a scripture to combat those emotions, combat those behaviors, because you got work to do. You got generational curses to break. You have some development. You have some cultivation to do. God is not done with you yet. He is still working on the inside of you to perform what it is that he's telling you to perform. He doesn't need your worry. He needs your faith, your obedience, and your discipline. In Jesus' name. Look, that's all I got for y'all today. We 32 minutes in. Y'all know I'm trying to keep these episodes under an hour, because y'all know I can go. And we not finna go nowhere but to 33 minutes, okay? If you would like to sign up for the 21-day discipline bootcamp experience, go ahead and click the link in my show notes. I will be sending out all of the information, payment plans, all of the things for you to get when it launches. We are launching in April. Don't quote me on a date, but we are launching this thing in April. The 6-month coaching program will be available after that. So it'll be available in May. If anybody wants to sign up for the 6-month coaching program, I'm only looking for the hungry. Amen. I'm looking for the hungry. I'm looking for those who actually want it, who actually want transformation. If you would like to sign up for my Bible studies, I am going to start doing Bible studies on TikTok Live. So if you're on TikTok, go ahead and follow me on at the Drea K. I want to start doing them on Wednesdays. The last few times I tried to do it, I've just gotten interrupted or something came up, but I am going to try to do some Bible studies on Wednesdays throughout the month. So if you are interested in that, whether you are a female or male, join my email list. That link is in the show notes as well. When you sign up for the email list, there should be a drop down button, and just go ahead and click Bible studies. And then I will send you all of the information when I'll be going live and all of those things. I am also doing a giveaway for the Bible studies. Okay, I'm gonna be doing a giveaway for the Bible study, so make sure you take advantage of that opportunity. If you would like business strategy, content creation strategy, all of the things, if you are focused on developing your systems and your processes and building your business from the ground up, go ahead and subscribe to my paid subscription on Substack. I will be sending out weekly emails regarding that specific type of content, and there is a paid community. I am trying to build the entrepreneurship community for kingdom creatives, kingdom business owners, and entrepreneurs. If you are an influencer, if you are a content creator, hairstylist, whatever field of creativity that you are in, go ahead and click the link in my show notes as well and sign up for that. And yeah, that's all I got for y'all, for real, for real. All right. I said it before, but that's all I got for y'all. Make sure you leave a rating. Make sure you leave a review of this episode. Share it with someone you love. And I will talk to you all in my next episode. I love you guys, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.